The details have not been fully sorted out, but according to Admiral Mike Rogers, who recently took over as commander of U.S. Cyber Command, the plan would call for DISA to create a new joint force headquarters that would take over much of the workload of defensive cyber operations, playing a supporting role to U.S. Cybercom.
One of the things I've said at U.S. Cyber Command as the new guy is we need to focus on what should a subunified command be doing or not doing. We cannot do everything. We have got to optimize and focus and prioritize. So let's ask ourselves, what are we doing that we shouldn't be doing? And one of the conclusions I came to was, if U.S. Cyber Command is going to be intimately focused on the tactical level details of how we defend the network, we're not going to get much else done. I need somebody else really who's focused on that day to day. That was the final piece of this puzzle where I said, hey, DISA, you can really help here.
Rogers believes the cybersecurity construct would make sense, given the greater responsibility for department-wide IT DISA is already assuming under DoD's still-evolving Joint Information Environment. As JIE takes shape, DISA is already pivoting from its historical role of connecting military service-centric IT systems to one another and building and operating enterprise IT systems that each military service will share, like core data centers, email and collaboration platforms, and centrally managed mobility services.
The fundamental idea from my perspective was we got to give DISA the ability to really come up with a command and control node that can coordinate with others and how we're going to defend the DoDIN. Number two is we bring this thing called JIE online and we really start to operate an integrated global network that's not so service oriented. DISA, your role gets to be even bigger in this. We'll see services that traditionally had some roles when it came to maintaining, you know, four different global backbones. If we can integrate this into one, my attitude is DISA, this is an important role for you. Services, you really want to optimize yourself for that last tactical mile from your users to plug into this.
The idea of a joint force headquarters got a brief mention in the updated strategic plan DISA released earlier this month, but the agency's been actively exploring the idea since at least last fall when it released a sources sought notice that attempted to identify vendors who could help develop operational concepts for the headquarters. In it, officials said they wanted to create an implementation plan that would align DISA's role with cyber activities at Cybercom and U.S. Strategic Command. Rogers says he believes DISA needs to take on a greater operational role in the day-to-day management and defense of what officials have been calling the DoDIN, the Department of Defense Information Network.
DISA, in its current role, which is largely an acquisition and engineering organization, I believe that for DISA to achieve what it really needs to do with respect to how it's going to operate and help us defend the networks, a portion of DISA, and I say a portion, not the whole thing, but some sub-element of DISA needs to become an operationalized entity focused on how do we maneuver and defend the network. My concern was if we just take the standard organization, that's a little difficult for them because their primary focus is that of an acquisition and engineering organization. I said, let's overlay the way we do this in the rest of the department. The way we do this in the rest of the department is we have a command and control element that's responsible for executing this. So we have approached DISA, and we're just in the early stages of how we're going to work this out.
Rogers says handing over tactical cyber defense to DISA would let Cybercom focus on what he says is the appropriate niche for his organization, the strategic level of cyber operations. To do that, DoD's working to build a cadre of 6,000 cyber operators between now and 2016, divided into three types of teams. One focused on defending U.S. civilian critical infrastructure, one devoted to defending defense networks, and one that will execute offensive cyber operations at the direction of military combatant commanders around the world. Rogers says Cybercom is overseeing that effort and wants personnel from each military service all trained to a single standard, but he considers the actual workforce development to be a job for the service components.
My view is use the methodology that the department has evolved over the last decades to do this in a way that people understand. Hey, our services know how to generate ready forces. That's what we've been doing for decades. That's what services do. That was my background before I came here. So my comment is that's where the role of the services become critical for us, because that is a service mission to generate, man, train, and equip capability to then deploy to an operational commander. Much of the time I'm the operational commander, the joint guy for this, but I'm not the only one. Don't think that for 1 minute. And I've just come from that role. So I spend lots of time working with our service components to get down to the nitty-gritty about how are we going to generate a trained, ready force.
The development of those forces is well underway, according to Lieutenant General Edward Cardone, the commander of Army Cyber Command. His service has been told to contribute 2,000 cyber soldiers to the joint force, and he says the Army will be halfway to that target by the end of this year. Training those soldiers is one thing. Keeping them in the cyber positions or in the Army, period, is another challenge altogether.
I think we're going to be increasingly challenged with people because as there's more threats, everybody's competing over the same people. And so what we need to do is, I think General Alexander had this right, we need to grow more capacity, not poach each other's people. That's also a challenge I've offered to the National Guard and Reserve. It doesn't do much good to hire people that are working in certs in our government agencies to come work for Army Cyber or for U.S. Cyber Command, because if we did that, when something happens, we're taking them away from one government agency to put them in another government agency, and that's not going to be helpful.
At the same time, Cardone has taken steps to make sure his own uniformed workforce can't be poached by other elements of his own service. If a soldier wants to move from Army Cyber Command to another career field, he or she needs Cardone's personal signature. But Cardone says the Army also needs to make formal revisions to its personnel system so that soldiers can spend an entire career in the cyber field. He says he believes the service will soon create a new branch dedicated entirely to cyber.
What this will allow us to do is create a separate career field that will manage the leader development and talent management for this organization. This has been talked about a long time. The last branch that was created out of the Army, I can't remember if it's aviation or special operations, but it's one of those two. So we haven't done this since the early 80s. So this is a little bit painful. You're going to be breaking a lot of China. But on the end of it, we will be able to much better manage the cyber workforce.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.